Okay, this is Barren River. Barren River Lake Camp Out, take 5. Anyway, we're here. This is the last weekend before school starts. And I'm kind of happy a little bit. Anyway, no one cares. Anyway,
I care.
Woo.
Everybody here care?
And if you're listening, again, thank you so much. Thank you, please.
I'm not really sure why. But
yeah, I'm not really sure why.
Keep doing it. Applause.
Keep doing it, man. You know, we have, you know how on iTunes it has, like, the relevancy thing?
Yeah. You edit that out.
Yeah, we have, it's really high on ours. Nobody wrote a review yet, though.
Relevant.
We have a review.
Mr. G wrote himself.
Yes.
Okay, anyway. Yeah. Alright, now we're recording now, and hope we can edit that out. He can,
though. Never mind the diesel train that just...
Anyway, and we're here for some reason to honor Jigger, who has a
bell in the sky.
Yeah, he has a bell or something. I don't really understand the relevancy of the bell and the man named Jigger.
It's called the Jigger Bell.
And whether or not that was his given name or not, I'm not so sure. Like, yeah, anyway. So we're going to pass around the mic and talk about, what a good time everybody had.
It's really been hot and humid, and you want to get the Jigger Bell, and to do that you have to be really spirit, so basically you yell in the...
So basically when you yell, you get a bell that you can ring to make more noise.
Yeah, so
at 3 a.m.
all the Cub Scouts
and the Girl Scouts
are, like, yelling, like, "Oh my God, what a Jigger Bell!"
And the three Ventures.
There's like four.
And there's three people in it.
Yeah, and they won, like, something.
They won toilet paper.
And bubble wrap.
Eco! Yeah, so it's biodegradable.
Eco special.
Anyway,
but the good thing is that we got to swim, and I hope my fellow scouts in this podcast will explain that.
That's the ones in our heads.
I do. For podcasting.
This is Jeremy P. and
which stands for Park.
Shut up, Ryan.
Catch your head.
I got one.
And my favorite part about camping was camping in general. Yeah.
Pass the day, man.
It's very goodly.
Read your book.
Very, very goodly.
This is David.
He already got
David
one.
S.
Hello, my name is David S. My favorite part of this weekend has just been swimming because it was fun. We played on a pipe for 3.5 hours.
I know, we played on a pipe.
We did not do drugs.
Yeah, no drugs were taken during this camp out.
We tried to, like, hoist each other up on the pole and jump off and do backflips and stuff. No one was successful, so we gave up.
Yeah, it was
sad. We're all failures.
And then...
You're living failures.
Yeah, we're living failures.
We're living failures.
Night of the limit of the living failure. And here's Joe.
Hello, people. My most favorite thing about this campout was pretty much
the chili.
Yeah.
Chili.
Doing nothing except like cooking, cleaning, and everything.
The chili was spicy.
How about Scoutmaster review?
Chilling. The chili was so hot because we had too much Tabasco sauce in it.
We had like a social at the end of the night, and they play like the worst music they could find. They put Good Charlotte on. Anyway.
I'm pretty sure you can't. There's some people with that daggone Jigger Bell again.
If she's a vacuum cleaner, it's okay.
It's fine. Anyway, you can hear the Jigger Bell.
Tell
them
about the Washington.
Is it Christmas time?
Washington.
Is it a Jigger Jingle Bell?
Got cut short.
No, that's George Bush. Anyway, I'm not gonna say that because that's Mike. How was your weekend? You can't talk about Kelsey. He's gonna edit that out. What?
I know.
Oh, how was your weekend?
It was pretty fun, except for the fact that you know some of the stations weren't the best in the world.
All right. Huh?
Where are we going?
Oh. And I know I know two of them.
Yeah.
And they aren't here.
One of them.
All right.
And they never will be.
And tonight? It was a great night. It was a great weekend. Weekend before school starts back. I think I already said that. And,
you gotta read your book, bro.